Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what, I want to get back to Mark Esper. Before I do, I'm going to go to the lines. This show is about the lines. Tyler Billy, my friend, of Madison, thanks for calling. You're next in line. What's in your mind today, Tyler Billy?
Hey, Matt, so I'm sympathetic to what you're saying about, you know, not being critical of a president in wartime. My concern about that is that we always seem to be in some sort of a war in this era, undeclared wars. We haven't declared war here. I don't think Russia's declared war. I suppose Ukraine probably has. We all recognize this is a war. But if somebody like Trump's in office, I'm going to be criticizing them, and they're going to be saying, well, we're on a war footing regarding immigration or drugs or Middle Eastern extremism, or they're always going to be claiming that they're on a war footing about something. So I think that's a really tough argument in this era when we always seem to be in some sort of a war.
Yeah, here's a couple of things, and I think as an academic statement, I think that's exactly right. You have a right to protest, you have a right to assemble, and you have a right to differ. And during the Vietnam War, which was my era, we lost 50,000 people over there, soldiers. We were losing 250 a week, and these were all recent high school graduates that everybody knew around the country. So enough's enough. But this is a little different. You know, you say there's no declaration of war. You know, in the nuclear age, you don't declare war, then you have to use nuclear weapons. I think any reasonable person, Tyler Billy, would look at the TV and see what's happening to these people and say, this is not just some minor war, it's never minor to the people in it. But I think people can differentiate this kind of sadistic, genocidal war crime from other wars. And when a president is fighting a sadistic, genocidal pervert like Vladimir Putin, who is trying to wipe out the identity of an entire nation, that's different. So, but thank you for your comments. Next, we go to John of Devil's Lake. You're next in line, my friend. John of Devil's Lake, what's on your mind?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking the call. We're talking about the abortion rights and everything. I mean, we are already under attack from, you know, the likes of these crazy people. I mean, you have what happened in Kenosha. We have what happened in Charlottesville with Heather Heyer. These people are nuts. They're out for blood. On a side note also, watching a local news station last night, and I was just appalled at the seemingly neutral light that this news organization covered the Russian military parade, just with, complete plausible deniability. It's just ridiculous. So I wrote in and just kind of stated my piece about, what kind of mind would run a story like that. That's all. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot, John. And you broke up a little bit. I'm not sure I got everything that you said. But I like your passion, and I like what you said. And frankly, there are a lot of people out there who are nuts. I mean, there's no question about it. In our station, one of the things that I've always prided myself on is anybody calls in, they can make a statement about any issue. I think there's a general feeling out there right now, and I share it. I mean, people are worried, concerned. It's a little different from 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when you could get your hands around an issue. I mean, right now, you have increasing attack on voting rights, increasing attack on personal liberties, people on both sides demonstrating and fighting. Then you have Putin in Ukraine. Then you have, they're making threats of nuclear war. And I remember that back in 1962 during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And that overhangs everything. all I can say is I just want to buck everybody up before we go to the next caller. And that is, this is America. This is America. And frankly, George Washington faced a lot worse than we're facing right now. So did Abraham Lincoln, and so did Franklin Roosevelt. And we're the greatest country with the greatest values, the greatest constitution. And any mistakes we make, we acknowledge them and we try to correct them. And we may be imperfect, but we are free. We have a right to privacy in this country, and we have a right to our own minds. And thank God. Going back to the lines, Greg of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Greg?
Hi, Matt. When Obama was in office and Justice Scalia died, and Mitch McConnell would not bring that to the floor to have Obama confirm a new chief justice. It was over a year left in Obama's term, too. But he cited that he wanted the people to decide. And then with about 2 weeks to go, and that when Trump was in office, he rushed to another conservative judge, another conservative Supreme Court member. And I would like your thoughts on, and I know there's nothing we can do about it now, but I would like your thoughts on what impact that has on this abortion right, what they're trying to pass now in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent question. And when you say there's nothing we can do about it now, you know, you can impeach a judge, the Supreme Court justices. There have been a number of trial judges, federal, that were impeached and removed from office, typically because of bribery and that kind of thing. It doesn't happen very often. But to impeach, and this is done in the Senate, the articles of impeachment come through the House, but then they have to be convicted in the Senate, just like a president. But it takes 67 votes, two-thirds. So when you say there's nothing we can do about it now, that's true, because realistically, even if we had all 50 Democrats, you wouldn't get 17 Republicans who already voted for these people to now impeach them because of what they're doing. So you're right. But here's what happened. I view this decision as illegitimate, and I'm going to tell you why. The only thing the Supreme Court has that undergirds it is legitimacy. Once it loses, it doesn't have a police force. It doesn't have anything in the Constitution that says that they can overturn acts of Congress. Nothing. Nothing in the Constitution says that. They just, in Marbury v. Madison, in 200 years ago, said they could do it. And that was when Congress wanted them to do something, and they said Congress can't tell us what to do. So, and then they lay in the weeds for 50 or 60 years. The Dred Scott decision, they finally started to interfere. What happened was Amy Comey Barrett got stuck through. She got rammed through, lame duck, voted on by some senators who'd been beaten. They'd been beaten, or they weren't running for re-election. That's what happened. Whereas Merrick Garland had been proposed a year out. It's hypocritical, and this is a 5-4 decision. So on that thin basis, you're saying that you're going to change the entire landscape of privacy in this country. That's illegitimate. That is flat out illegitimate. And we can't have it. We just can't have it. Now you can say, what can we do about it? Well, we can impeach them. Is that realistic? No, it's not realistic, because politically it would take 17 Republicans as well as all 50 Democrats. So I get it. So I think what you do is exactly what people are doing now. They're protesting in public. They're going to the Supreme Court. They are protesting the Supreme Court, and they're letting it known that they're not going to put up with this. Now, what do you mean they're not going to put up with this? There's an old adage that says the Supreme Court follows the election returns. And the Supreme Court has got to understand that we are not going to tolerate their encroachment on the privacy of people in this country. This is not Russia under Stalin and Laurentian Beria. It's not Russia under Putin. It's America. So we're going to a break. The lines are still live. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.